Oh, I got big news for you. I just got in a car accident right before this.
Dude, so did Ajax.
Really?
Yeah, but sorry, what happened?
The more embarrassing part is what I was doing. I was going to buy a cord from Best Buy for my Xbox 360 so I can play NCAA 14.
No doubt.
So I borrowed my mommy's car to drive to Best Buy to get a video game cord, and a truck hit me. An 18-wheeler hit her car.
What?
Well, so I pulled up next to him, and he was taking a right turn, an illegal right turn.
Mm-hmm.
There was literally a sign that said no right turns for trucks.
Yeah.
At a red light. So I figured he was turning left because he was already kind of in the left part of the lane because he was giving himself room to take a right. I didn't know that. No turn signal.
Yep.
Just sitting there. I pulled up inside of him because I was going to turn right on red. And all of a sudden, he just starts driving. And I was like,
terrifying.
Yo. And I didn't think he would. I was like laying on the horn like, bro, I'm right here. And then he just smashed the fuck out of the car. Like slowly while I was in the car. Just like fucking it up. And I was just sitting there like, fuck, dude. Fuck, stop. My fucking windshield cracked in half. I was like, oh, shit, stop.
Did they come file a report?
No, the cops didn't come because of the coronies. What? The cops were like, yeah, well, are you all right? Is the car drivable? I was like, yeah. They're like, all right. Well, the only thing we would do is exchange information. So if you guys do that, you don't need us. And I was like, all right.
Did the driver accept responsibility?
No, he was this little dude. He was a little short, fat guy from Mississippi. He ruled. He got out of his truck and was he wasn't like – he was like, all right, you call the authorities. I'm going to back the truck up because my car was stuck under the truck.
You fast and furious.
I tried to fast and furious in a CRV, in my mom's CRV. And he had to reverse to get me out, and it just shattered the car again.
Oh.
Like, he had to slowly – basically, he hit me twice, just slowly creaking up on the side of this car.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and then I was like, you didn't have a turn signal on, right? Like, I'm pretty sure you did not have a turn signal on. And he was like, no comment. I was like, all right. I mean, I'm not, like, being accusatory. I want to make sure I'm not – And, I mean, there literally was a sign that says trucks cannot make a right turn.
Dude, he pleaded the fifth wheel.
He pleaded the fifth wheel big time on me. Yeah, it was –
No comment.
But then I felt bad. Like, I didn't want to fucking fuck this guy and be like, you know, he's a truck driver. He was
degenerate, dude. He's probably at the stop. He was probably just at the stop right now. Someone probably just was like, I'm going to cut your fucking head off. And he was like, oh, shit, I gotta get
out. He did go on red. He tried to make a very wide right turn on red. I pulled up, and then a second later, he started driving. Like, I was just parked next to him.
Jesus. Where's the car?
It sucked. The car's in the driveway now.
Oh, so you were able to drive it off.
I drove home and then told them my parents what happened, and then I was like, Dad, I need to borrow your car. And I drove it to Best Buy to get that cord. He's like, you're not taking my fucking car. I was like, you think I'm going to crash twice?
You didn't even crash.
Some guy just hit you. Yeah.
Oh,
but no, Phil was like, no, that's my livelihood. You can't take my car. I was like, I'm not going to.
Yeah. I'll be extra, extra careful this time.
If your car crashes. So wait, if your car crashes, you're just done with life? Like, your job's over? If you don't, he's like, I'll get a rental car. And I'll be like, all right. If I crash two cars in one day, I'll get you a rental car.
Yeah, whole enterprise.
I will get you. Dude, if I would have crashed my dad's car, I would have Ubered to Best Buy.
Oh, you needed this cord.
I needed the cord more than anything.
What cord is it?
It was just so my parents have there's no TV that this Xbox will plug into.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a flat screen sitting in this office. Their old TV that was in the living room has just been sitting in a room, unplugged, but they lost the power cord. Mm. So it's just been sitting there for like 2 years.
I asked because I got to hook up. I have a very old Xbox. I got to hook up so I can do my dance games, but I'm missing a cord. I don't know which cord it is. So I'll figure that out.
Yeah, you gotta get the cord, bro. You gotta get your dance games.
I gotta start playing. Yeah, Dance Experience. It'll be fun.
It's awesome that you play dance video games.
I'm trying to. I don't have the fucking cord.
You got to get your moves down for the armory, dude. You got a patriotic fucking.
Dude, I got it.
What an awesome fucking theme for a wedding is Stolen Valor.
I can't wait, bro.
But yeah, the accident was a big deal.
That sucks, bro. That's fucking. I forgot you. I just that quick. Like, you got your car got crushed by a truck.
Yeah. I just sat there. It was very slow. It was a guy slowly turning and his truck just crushing my car. And like I had a second to back up. Like I could have backed up probably.
Could have saved the day.
But I wasn't even thinking. I was just watching it happen. Like, no way. No way. He just started smashing. Like the fucking side mirror just exploded. Like the car started, got rocked.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
and then he came out, like, was just like, no comment.
He got out, was like, well, because my truck, yeah, I was fast and furious. I was stuck under it. So he was like, all right, I'm going to reverse to get you out of there. And meanwhile, if you want to call the authorities. Dude, I turned into such a fucking pussy. I was like, okay, what do I do? there was no part of me that was like, fuck you, dude, for fucking this up. I was just like, all right, everything's fine.
So you felt the power of an 18-wheeler, dude. That'll turn any man into a soft one.
But he got out. He was a little tiny boy. He looked like a dwarf. Like, he was like, not a dwarf, but he looked like a, you know, a Tolkien-esque dork.
Like an dwarf, yeah.
Like, he was like jacked and tiny, and I would have rocked him.
He was like a little scrappy dude.
He was just a squat, tiny guy.
That's what's up. He was driving the truck.
Driving a truck, Mississippi accent. I liked it. He was a nice guy. He drove up from Mississippi.
So what? How's it work? That trucking company's gonna have to pay for the rest of the car, right?
Yeah, but probably insurance, just insurance. I think my parents have no fault insurance on the car, so it doesn't matter.
How's your neck?
I'm fine.
Get paid, bro.
I could never. Yeah. I feel bad in the first place, even pointing out that the turn he made was illegal.
Yeah, but you got him, man.
I know. You have to, but it just sucks, you know. You see some fucking poor guy in a, you know, some tiny guy in like a rat, like a tattered shirt and sweatpants hop out of a truck with a headset on. The place he was dropping it off must have been half a mile away. He drove from fucking Mississippi.
Hey, man.
I get it.
Truckers, I mean, look, the nation was shut down. 80% of our stuff from what, like any store comes is trucked in.
Yeah, that was a hero, dude.
That was a hero, dude. I should actually do a trucker wedding. See, truckers and lot lizards, dude.
That'd actually be a fun theme. Are you guys thinking about a theme? No, you would never. No, we're not gonna. You don't have the sand.
We don't have the sand. We don't have it, dude. I told you before. I got traumatized after I proposed a theme for my eighth grade dance. Got shut down.
What was the theme?
World War II. I proposed World War II. We got to do a ballot box, and the teacher pulled out. She's like, World War II. We're not doing a World War II themed dance. And I was like, all right. I thought, you know, all suggestions were welcome. That's whatever. It's fine.
I hear what you were going for. You're going for like the nerd.
I was being a dick.
You were being a dick?
I was in eighth grade.
I thought you were going for like the nurse and like, yeah, I think like troop valor.
I was just being an asshole because I knew it would be a ridiculous theme for a eighth grade graduation.
That's very funny. I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah. Eighth grade graduation and everybody's dressed like, yeah, that's a good call. No, I've been home. I also have had sexual experiences. I've been back. I got back to my roots, jerking off at my parents' house. It reinvigorates your, you know, you find yourself again when you got to be quiet, jerking off in the house.
Yeah.
It's fun again. I've been living bachelor life for so long that I can, you know. Just jerking off loudly.
Having to be quiet's cool. Yeah, no, I agree. Because now we have to actually, like, I'm actually worried about her getting pregnant where I wasn't for a while. So now it's like that adds an extra thing. Like, oh shit, like you could get pregnant. It gives me like a very kind of high school-y.
Yeah, it's fun.
I get pregnant. Oh, but yeah, man.
Oh, that, man. I think my Jay just called.
Did he? What's good with him?
I don't know. They're not as hands-on as my last agents were. It's funny.
What are they doing?
Tightwads aren't as invested in me anymore. The old tightwads would call nonstop, be like, this is what we're working on. This is what we got. New tightwads, once a month, check in. Just like,
what are you doing?
Do you want us to book you here? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, tightwads, nice. Come on. But
you should tell them, like, dude, I got in a fucking car accident today, dude. I was getting a cord for my Xbox. Truck. I don't need this right now.
I need to carry a TV down in front of my dad.
Just get to
watch
done.
Me carry a flat screen into the basement so I can play video games. God.
That is so funny. It's such a sick thing to be like, hold on, my agent's calling. And it's like you're like sitting on a carpet like watching.
Indian style in my parents' basement. Hold on, it's my agent.
Girl farts might be – I mean, they're the worst. They easily are the worst farts. Easily.
I told you that time Caitlin was hiding. We were playing hide and go seek in the dark in my parents. We always turn the lights off and play tag when my niece is here. She really likes it.
Fun game.
And Caitlin was hiding in one room, and my dad was it. And when Phil's in, it's the best. But he just opened the room that she was hiding in. He was like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" He's like, "Shane, that's disgusting." And I was like, "That's not me. I was in a different room." Like, you just heard her in there, like, "It was me."
So you guys all turned the lights on. Like, no, it wasn't me. Games paused.
Games paused. We gotta find out who dropped that bomb. It was very funny.
Yeah, man. Actually, I lit one up today in the car that was pretty fucking wicked. I did put, you know, it was kind of chilly out and like all the windows are down. She got into it. What's, put the windows up. Oh my God.
Man, farts rule, dude. That's farts rock.
That was for last night. Yeah, it's pretty, at this point, I'm so.
That was for last night. You gave her what for?
I was down there fracking, bro. Now with like the amount that I get thrown up on and get like shit on me, my hands now, it's like farts just don't, they just don't faze me, dude.
I don't think I like kids. I know you have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I really like, I was, when they're not your kids, I'm sure when they're yours, it's a big difference. But like I was over at my sister's yesterday we ate food there. We had dinner there and I'm sitting next to my niece and nephew and it's just like, it's nonstop. When you have kids with a group, the group's dynamic changes just to like, we just have to indulge in this.
The
like
kid, you're saying.
We have to indulge in a five-year-old girl just sitting there and be like, can I tell you something? Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
What about this? Like just, and it's like, okay, great. That's the whole meal is just a five-year-old talking and everyone being like, great.
That's so funny.
Isn't that fun? Let's get the bubble machine out. Let's play with the bubbles. I might be a fucking dick. I'm a dildo, dude. I was just sitting there like, when are we leaving? Because I rode over with my mom and dad. I was like, when are we going to be done with? Aaliyah, oh, shit. She's getting all the attention, not
it's
me.
It's funny you went home to Harrisburg for 2 weeks and you're just autistic now. You're like,
I've instantly become I'm a fat guy in a basement, dude. I'm a fat guy in a basement.
Oh, yeah, so what? Big deal. I can blow bubbles, too. Mom, when are we leaving? Mom, I don't want turkey. Order me Domino's.
Yes, that is what's happening. Right before this podcast started, my dad came down. He was nice enough. First off, my dad handled the insurance today. I got in a car accident, and then Phil just sat on the phone all day, and I was like, can I help? Like, no. No. Go do your fucking bullshit. I was like, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Can I take your car to GameStop then? He was like, no, you just wrecked your mother's. I was like, Dad, I'm taking the fucking car, dude. There's nothing you can do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really setting in. And
oh my God, it's so funny.
My nephew hates me. He runs from me, so I'm just like, whatever, fuck him.
Those videos have been very funny.
Yeah, it's great. He's the fucking cutest kid. But
the freeze frame of him is like.
Yeah, right before we started, Phil came down and was like, dinner's almost ready. How long are you going to be? And I was like, eat without me. God. He's like, I made you dinner. And I'm like, fucking do it.
I'll be up in a minute, all right?
God.
Yeah, my mom's.
Yeah, I've turned into a full fat fucking pussy, and I do need therapy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come join us.
I really need therapy, dude. I'm fucking, I am nuts, dude.
Dude, it's good. It's fun. My therapist is having a baby, so she's going to leave me soon, but it's whatever. I'm not even that worried about it.
There's a guy in New York that does therapy for like all the comics. Like he did for most comedians, he's a therapist.
Yeah.
So I have the recommendations. Like I think, in fact, I met him at Soder. He's Soder's therapist. I met him at Soder's taping and he was like, come see me. Because it was right after the SNL thing. So he knew, he was like, why don't you come talk to me for sure?
Dude, I swear to God, when I first went to a therapist, I was like, I was like going to school for social work. Yeah, because like my dad didn't know how to type, nor did he have any idea about the history. That was the thing. That was a cool thing about our house. We knew about web history, and my parents didn't know what the fuck it was, and they didn't know we could delete it. So they would go on and be like,
"Yeah,
No one's been using the
Where's computer. My websites? Like, it just restarts. I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess that's true. My dad's had the same job. Like, his job is to travel, but then also to send emails. Nice. He still can't type. His job every single day is to send emails.
He just packs.
He can't type. Yeah, he's been doing it. It's like, dude, your job could be done in five fucking minutes.
Do you know he can hire a virtual assistant for like $6 an hour just to, like, he'd be like, hey, send this. He can just dictate emails.
I should probably help him. I'm a fucking loser.
Dude, hire him a virtual assistant. My boy was telling me about this. You can just be like, hey, I'll do it for you. Charge him $20 an hour and just hire a virtual assistant and then just give it all, just sub it all out. You can be making $15 an hour off your dad right now, dude.
I can't be ripping off the geese. That would help. That would help him a lot.
If you set up a virtual assistant for him, dude, he could get shit done so fast.
I'll tell you what's been weird, and this is a little off topic. I was just looking at it. His desk is over there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a stapler that we have had my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things in this house that I've seen the last couple, because I haven't stayed here for this long in a while. There's just shit that I've seen my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
There's 30-year-old pieces of shit that have just stayed in this house somehow.
And you just see them.
It's like, wild. It's wild to see. Like, because this is how it happens. Like, you know how you go to, like, an old person's house and there's just, like, how do you have a clock from 1960 on this wall?
Yeah.
Like, dude, my parents have stayed in this house forever. And there's just shit that, like, somebody put in the back room in the basement that's just
there.
It's just always been there since I was. I've only lived in this house my whole life. That's just always been there. It's like a sled
just in the corner. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Covered in shit sled. The stapler I'm looking at has been the stapler in my family forever.
I can't believe it still lasted. I feel like I buy a stapler and it just breaks in like fucking 3 months.
It's a good stapler. This thing weighs like fucking 20 pounds. It's a quality stapler, dude.
It's a quality
stapler. This is back when they used to make stuff to last.
I mean,
stuff like this. Stuff like this incredible mug. This mug that will last you forever. Get it on merch pump. But we're going to change. We're going to get our own shit. Fuck gas, dude.
Yeah, we got our own site in the mix, bro.
Gas rules. Gas rules. I take that, just so everybody knows.
Obviously, gas rules. But it's time we, gas is America. We're basically Iraq. So it's time for us
to spread our wings.
Yeah, dude. They're pumping the oil out of our fields. It's time we
They have been stealing our resources.
Yeah, it's time they assassinate the person they put in charge of us and just do our own thing. Let it crumble into chaos.
Yeah, it's time for us to lead. That's it. I'm gonna pray to Allah that I get another fucking FaceTime tonight.
Yeah.
It can never be enough. You know, that's the thing that sucks. It's never enough. It's always like, oh, something awesome happened last night.
Yeah.
It needs to happen again. It can never just be like, oh, that was a beautiful thing that happened. Enjoy it. It's just always like, well, I need it again right now, or she's a bitch.
Yeah, man. That's it's a standard soul error. I mean, that's what fucking, you know what was about? Adam and Eve, bro. It's always there. It's always there, dude.
Maybe you should be my therapist just on here.
That'd be tight, actually.
No, I can't put out all my fucking I kind of do anyway. I'm a loser.
You think you do. You think you do. Then you get off an air and you're sitting in a room with a lady and you're like, oh, there's more.
Oh, no, there's definitely way
more. Oh, wait, here we go. I forgot about this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's fun. It's cool. I'll say this about that. It's really cool because you're just operating like status quo, and there's just things outside of your peripheral vision, your personal ken. It's just there's things beyond you, and then all of a sudden they come into play, and you're like, oh, whoa, I can actually incorporate. And you're like, you slowly do it, and you're like, this is weird. I didn't know I could do that. It's so fucking
wow.
Crazy.
I'm excited. I'm excited
picking up on dynamics and like, because dude, quality of life's quality of relationships. It's like if your relationships are fried, you know, and then it's like this in my personal experience, I would be like, I'm going to transcend all my, I'm going to do something so cute that every, and it's just like, it doesn't, you just peter out and you're like, fuck. So yeah, man, it's fun. It's a good time. It's fun to do. And it's, now knowing just like to be able to trap somebody in a room and they can't leave and you just get to talk. It's so fucking sick. Like, oh, and another thing. Oh yeah. And then like talk for 10 minutes and be like, yeah, that was totally pointless. Sorry about that. Anyway, so here's this other thing.
Well, that's the thing is I change my mind on what I care about so often.
Mm.
Like I have been very up and down as far as like one day I'll be like, no, I'm the fucking man. The next day I'll be like, I suck. Everyone hates me.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go in there and talk to this guy and be like, I really don't care. And then like an hour later, be like, why would I say that?
Well, it is
funny. Anyway, we got a lot of things to work on. I think I'm the best. I don't need to work on anything.
No, exactly. You just need to get pissed and attack, dude.
I am pissed. I need to be able to attack. I haven't been able to attack.
True. That's the thing, too. I'm still like, dude, I finally felt it today being like, all right, I'm fucking kind of losing it. At first, I was like, I'm cool. I'm chilling. But again, if I start jogging again, I'm back on top. I'll be fine. If I go jog for 0.2 miles, dude, I'll be right back.
I did 10 push-ups yesterday, and I was like, all right, things are back. I'm the man. No, not being able to do stand-up is – it sounds gay because it is corny to hear comedians be like, I need to express myself. But it is what I do.
Yeah.
And how I literally validate my entire life.
Yeah.
If I did well today at stand-up.
Yeah, man.
So not being able to do it is just like
that fucking
really
sucks.
Really really gay.
That sucks, dude. That fucking
it does
blows.
Suck. It really fucking sucks.
Bro.
All right. I got just, NCAA
like
to
two
play.
Hours. Yeah, go.
That was 2 hours? Goddamn.
Yeah, you fucking worked your ass
off.
My parents
think I am such a fucking gay loser.
Why?
I just sit down here and do radio shows. Like, yeah. What? You're doing your little podcast.
Oh, man.
Like, Dad, get the pork chop ready. I'm coming upstairs for pork chops. I'm done with my radio shows. It's pork chops, glass of milk, shower, video games until bedtime.
Wait by the phone, dude.
And then I wait by the phone for like Lorne Michaels to call me. Then I talk to Lorne Michaels and Louis C.K.
You are in the weirdest purgatory of just that kind of shit. It's so fucking funny.
It's insane.
It's so funny.
That's what I was talking about, like getting canceled and still having to like ride the subway.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like get canceled and still be like in this weird purgatory where like, can we work with him? Can we still use like agents or like Lorne Michaels will talk to me and be like, how are you? And I'm like, not great, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Things are fine. I'm exactly where you left me off.
Well, it's weird because if you start adjusting to kind of normal life, then you have some like kind of larger than life figure contact you. It's got to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? For sure.
What's going on?
At all times.
What you got for me? And they're like, well, and you're like, all right. Yeah, it's just, that's fucking bizarre.
Who knows?
It's bizarre.
But
dude, the regime stays tight, dude. Oh.